Stories Online.
Now, going for a walk in the woods at night, not always the wisest of ideas, but if you do it, I admit I've done it before when I was younger. It's a creepy proposition. It can be kind of spooky out there, but most of the time that's kind of where it ends. It's just kind of spooky. Through your mind runs all the what ifs. And then eventually you reach the end of your walk and you're done. You're like, oh, it's kind of creepy. It's kind of fun. And that's that. It's not always the case, though. Sometimes people are met with things that they can't explain and experiences they didn't necessarily intend on having. In this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear one such experience that a listener survived. To hear the complete story, you need to be an EPP. That's an extra podcast person. You sign up to become one on our website, ghostpodcast.com. You'll get this story and all 111 bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online. Full episodes of our show, just jam-packed with our best ghost stories ever. Plus access to all the material that's fallen off of iTunes. So all in all, 400-some bonus episodes there for you. Ghost Story Buffet is kind of what I call it. Anyway, here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. After a few more moments of standing totally quiet, and still we decided to continue moving forward. Not a sound came from any of us, just blank stares and shaky breathing as we stood in the woods. As we walked, we began looking into the trees because we all saw what looked like red dots of light far off into the woods. They were reminiscent of the dots laser pointers make, but there were hundreds of them. They were all around us. We all began to become unnerved and bunched together to feel safe. That's when we heard the sound of breaking twigs and hooves on dirt. We all stopped dead when something jumped from the woods to our left. It was quite honestly one of the most unexplainable things any of us had ever seen. We jumped onto the trail just yards ahead of us and back into the woods on the other side. It appeared like a bright blue glowing light. And then, I'm guessing the next part of this nature walk does not involve collecting leaves and making a leaf collage with glue sticks. Doesn't seem like that's the next portion of the story. In fact, it's not. It gets pretty spooky. If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. It is a truly chilling story of a walk in the woods at night. One that maybe shouldn't have happened after all. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Get all of our bonus episodes, and you will also be supporting our show and keeping us on the air. $5 is all it costs to get all 111 bonus episodes, plus all the episodes that fall off of iTunes, exclusive video content, seeing ghosts. There's a lot there for you for only $5 a month. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for supporting Real Ghost Stories Online.